You gentlemen have the opportunity to review the minutes.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept the minutes.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the minutes from the previous meeting as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. All right. Let's do the town of Pinedale Flap first. Butch, why don't you come on up and Mayor, come on up. We'll have that discussion. Let me grab a pen.
See how that long stays on.
Hey,
Butch, how are you?
Good.
Oops, okay, here.
So I think we're all aware that the FLAP application for that road was accepted along with ours, and they're going to try and lump them in during the same construction period in 2023. And from what I understand, Mr. Mayor, you're looking perhaps for help on that match. Is that correct?
Yeah. The town council, we met last week, and they gave me the authority to sign the application, assuming that the county would put up the money that was going to be needed for that application, which initially is $10,000. That is refundable, from what I understand, should everything head south for whatever reason.
The $10,000 is?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's used towards the, you know, the planning and everything associated with getting the project started. We just, it's not town property. It's, you know, it's outside of town limits. We're really stretching it by being involved in the whole thing to start with. And the only reason that we can justify it at all is because we do have a water treatement program or, you know, facility.
That's where the
water
comes from.
Yeah, but, you know, we can get up there with a, with whatever. It's not really for us, but it was trying to be in the spirit of cooperation. And and we thought that it might help when we put in the application, because it's pretty rare that the county would get two projects at a time, probably.
Yeah.
But a county and a town, and then working together, they seem quite favorable with that idea.
Sure. And of course, how I understand that is at the end of that project, then the city would own that. The town would own that.
For maintenance purposes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That,
yeah. And that
yours.
We feel we could do.
Okay.
You know, it's, but we didn't feel that we have the money to go up and and do that. It'd be different if it was in town, but you know, this is going to serve a greater number of people, and you know, it's the biggest tourist attraction, of course, that we have in the whole county, and not to mention all the county people itself.
So, at the risk of obligating future commissions, we've got another project that's coming up. Ours, the rest of the Skyline Drive in 2023. You three may be here in 2023. Who knows? You might be here in 2023. But I can guararantee I'm not going to be.
Well, you're putting some people on the spot.
I'm not going to be sitting in this seat in 2023. So we will probably be obligating future commissions on this. You'll be obligating future mayors and future town councils. How I see, I don't see any reason why consensus block grant money can't be used for a match on this. Mary, can you?
But there isn't any.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, there is. I understood.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a future magic eight ball thing. Is there going to be consensus money by 2023 or isn't there? Type deal. And that's not money that can be bankrolled, or, right? It's a, you spend it, we get reimbursed.
Right.
That's how consensus works.
Yep, it's reimbursed. Yeah.
And if it's not spent and reimbursed in that year, it goes away?
Mm-hmm.
Or can it roll over?
It depends. I if you recall, we had consensus money a few years ago.
That was rollover money.
And it was rollover.
Was it?
Town of Pinedale used their project money right away.
Okay.
Big Piney hasn't completed using theirs.
Okay. So in theory, if consensus block grant money comes available again between now and 2023, it could be put away for a match on this project?
I'm just thinking about if there's any restriction on the money, but I don't
right.
think there would be.
The restriction on the money was you had to have consensus. In
right.
other words, anyone could veto it.
Right.
So, you know, if one of the other towns didn't think that was a good idea, or at the time, Pinedale didn't think that was a good idea, the downside of that is that it becomes political at that time
mm-hmm.
when you get it.
And then it's somebody else's problem, right, Bob?
Yeah, there you go. That's one way to look at it.
Just kidding.
So,
you're not running. I got three sour looks
no,
on the other
not.
End of the table no, there, man.
Absolutely not. But, Mr. Chairman, we have the same issue that the town does. It's not our road, not
mm-hmm.
our, you know.
I guess I look at it as if we used consensus block grant money or projected to use that type of money, then it is not taking money out of the county coffers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's money that was designed to benefit
everybody.
All of the municipalities. So, I don't know.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
But
go ahead and chime in any time, gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Potentially an option for that piece of road would be if we can get these Schedule A agreements properly funded and the Forest Service has money to put into them, then the way that works is the federal government, Forest Service, provides the money, but then the county, or in, it could be the town, the local government, can contract with a private contractor to do the job. I'm not in favor of the county providing this match for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's not our road. We've never maintained it. The other issue that comes to my mind is if the town didn't have any match money, why did they fill out the application in the first place? Instead of filling it out once it was accepted and then put the county in a position, well, if you don't do the match, it isn't going to happen. We didn't fill out, we didn't apply for it as a job, as a project, the town did. And it's almost like, well, if we get it, then we're going to hit the county up and they're going to have to fork over the money. And I guess for that reason, Mr., for those two reasons, I'm not in favor of it.
Okay. Would you be in favor of using consensus block?
If it was available, yeah, that would be a way to do it.
My concern.
Let's go that way. Go ahead.
Forest Service owns the road.
Yeah.
If we were to go through with this project, then the town has agreed to. And correct me on this. You're not really taking ownership of the road. You're taking the management of the road.
Correct.
So
not even management. We wouldn't be able to close it, or we would just be doing the maintenance.
So the Forest Service still,
they still own the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not like our flat where we own the road after we're done with it.
Yeah.
No, it shows that the Forest Service maintains the easement.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if they're in their infinite wisdom, if they want to do like they did before and tear the road up and grade it, I guess they could do that too.
They would then take over the maintenance of it, and it would be their problem.
Well, that happened once before, I guess, is my point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm lacking some assurances for a road we don't own. I understand the need for the people using that road in Pinedale. Mac and I were just down that road this morning, and it's clearly passable in the state that it's in. And then again, I have the issue with committing county funds for a project down the road when we're not knowing what position we're going to be in. So
yeah.
That's
okay.
My comments.
Commissioner Noble.
So maybe a little bit on the other side of this is I don't see how committing funds for this would be any different than what we're committing for Skyline. That is
other than we own it.
We don't own it yet.
Well, we will.
We would. But we've never done the maintenance on it either. So it's a project to benefit the public of the county. And this would also be a win-win for the public in the aspect that we don't even have to take over the maintenance. So the public gets the same benefit without the county having acquired another maintenance problem. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Commissioner Rawhauser.
Well, I guess the town is here to talk with the commissioners to try to work out a problem and solve this. But the biggest player in this is the Forest Service. I do not see a representative here. And that is concerning to me. That we have three entities that can solve this problem, whether it be all go all the way to Skyline Drive, and we all have to work together. But if one of the entities isn't going to be here, awful difficult to make a decision. So I'm kind of leaning towards Joel in terms of the block grant, if we have the money, but to take it out of our budget, and we have nothing to show for it other than good faith, I struggle with that a little bit.
Sure. So here's the deal. The decision needs to be made within the next week. So if the county decided to move forward and see if there is block grant money between now and 2023, then the county pays the $10,000 down right now, and we move forward. And at any time, and I'm hoping this is correct, that that $10,000 comes back if, in fact, we decide, or is this a moving forward decision today? It goes forward no matter what.
I don't think that's the case, Andy. I think the $10,000 is used to do an adequate study. There may very well be a problem that arises out of that $10,000 study that we don't do, by the way.
And we decide to
the feds do
pull
it
out.
And it makes no sense for anybody to move forward. You know, let's just say that there's a major structural issue that, boy, this is going to be $10 million instead of $2 million type of thing, that, yeah, we can't afford to do that. I don't know this, Mary, you may. I suspect that $10,000, and you're not really fully committed, and we wouldn't really be committing future councils, future commissioners, because of that reason. You know, you're not allowed to.
If it's not there, it's not there.
Yeah, it's not there, and so that's why
you don't move forward.
You don't put all the money until you actually sign on the dotted line that it's moving forward. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're at step one of what I see, and Mark, you would know more than me. I think we're at step one of a two-step process. You know, we're very interested. We're looking. We really look like this makes a lot of sense. Then comes step two, when you're really in bed.
Yeah.
And now you have to commit to the full. In this case, it would be about $300,000.
Mark, can you tell me then, is after this first agreement, is it still we can back out and not proceed forward?
I believe that's the case. I don't. It's probably something that I would check with Micah on before you do that, just to make sure that that indeed is the case.
Okay.
Hold
on just a second. Go ahead, Mary.
So we have our scoping. The same thing.
Same deal.
Yeah, that the town has done on their project. We have the same scoping statement that you will consider today. For $10,000 to begin the process. The project is shortlisted. The project is not funded. They'll do the scoping. Then they'll take the next step. And at that point in time, I think we need to commit to provide our 9.5%, which isn't going to be the dollars until we see the bid. And we won't see the bid for a while. It's going to be...
Well, it's going to be years before
it's going to be 21. It looks like 21 is when they're going to bid for construction 23.
Right.
So it's a long process. But the scoping, the $10,000 for the scoping is the thing right now.
Okay.
And as the mayor said, that kicks the project off. They'll do exactly that. If there's a landmine out there, they'll figure that out and decide if they're going forward. So scoping on their side to consider whether funding is appropriate, and scoping on our side whether we want to stay in or out.
Right. Okay. Go ahead, Commissioner Burnett.
Mr. Chairman, this request, as I read it here, the town is requesting the immediate $10,000 for the scoping project and the 9.51% of the project. I have no problem if we're going to consider the $10,000 for vetting the scoping project, as long as we're not committing to the 9.51%
right.
of the project.
That makes sense.
Sure. Commissioner Noble, you had another comment, or did that answer that?
We're past it.
Okay.
Mr. Joel. Chairman, just a question for the mayor is, I guess, in terms of the $10,000, is the town in such bad financial shape they can't come up with $10,000 for the scoping part?
No, we're not. You know, I mean, we're cutting people, and, you know, we're cutting back everywhere we can. You know, I vetoed a lot of things, so we're doing everything we can to cut back. I think the concern in, I don't know how else to say it other than be flat out straight and honest, is we didn't want to set a precedent that you paid the $10,000, and so you might as well just pay the $300 when that comes. That does get out of our realm of what we can afford to do. We have enough problems in town.
It sounds
the same with the county.
It sounds to me like that.
And that could very well be.
It sounds to me like perhaps the commission is in agreement that if the consensus funds are available between now and 2023, then that money could be used for the match on that. If that is not the case, then it would be up to the sitting commission at that time whether to match.
I would agree.
Okay. So do you think the town would be willing to go ahead and put in that $10,000 original, and we'll do our 10, you do your 10, or? I see a council member behind you shaking their head.
Yeah. I think, if I can speak for Bob.
Yeah, good eye, Andy.
At the last meeting, the town voted not to move forward on that without our help. Am I correct?
That is correct, yeah. I
so
can't
they've already made their were. Call that they didn't feel like this was...
Well, that they would have our help in consensus block grant money, is what
yes.
I'm saying.
Well, I think they're looking at the bigger picture also. And I feel like I would like to help them with the 10 grand. We all know that I'm supporting this, so I don't know where the rest of you stand.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't be darned.
And as to speak for what Joel said about the town's applying for this without the money in hand is partially an agreement that my fault. I've been pushing them and trying to coach them into getting that road done, and this is where it's evolved.
Okay, so in the interest of time here today, the issue is, are we going to move forward with the $10,000? I'll get to public comments in just a second here. Are we going to move forward with the $10,000, get the agreement signed and get it started with the understanding that block grant money, if it's available, will be used to finish the project, to match the project? Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Do you guys have... Tom, did you have something else to throw in there?
I was just going to make a motion.
Well, let me ask for any public comments at this time. Go ahead.
I was just going to comment. I mean, we recognize that Fremont Road is used by so many people throughout the county. I mean, it is a county. I mean, to Mr. Rahauer's point, it's sad that the Forest Service isn't here at the table to have this discussion as well. But when we were discussing on council, we were looking at the point that this road is used by everybody in the county, and we are using consensus funds, I think, is a great solution there, Mr. Chairman, and I think we can easily have that conversation, but from where we're sitting, we were really hoping that the county commissioners could front the $10,000 to do the first impact study, and seeing that if you guys are on board, then that makes it more comfortable for us to be on board.
Okay. Thank you. Any further comments from the public at this point? Go ahead.
I'd just like to say that lake is used by the whole county. You guys have an opportunity here to do something that will benefit the whole county. And I just can't even see how you're stubborn.
Like we do every day.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly. Just don't kick the can down the road anymore. Let's do it.
Thank you for your straightforwardness. Appreciate that.
Thank
Go ahead.
I would just encourage you to please take a look inside of your flyer. All of those destinations that are in the flyer are benefited by tourists and everyone in the county. So we just put that together just to show that this project really is something that could benefit this entire community. So thank you.
Thank you. Perfect. Gentlemen, any further discussion? if you'd like to make a motion, I might, before you make the motion, wonder if perhaps you might just throw in that motion that contingent upon consensus block grant money being available for the match.
I think my motion at this point is that we match, or we supply the 10 grand for the kickoff of this program, and the rest of the match money is contingent on that.
Block grant money.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been moved.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the $10,000 and move forward with scoping on the FLAP grant project for the Lower Boat Dock Road. Any further discussion, gentlemen?
I guess I only have one. Do we have $10,000?
Where would it come from?
Okay.
Okay. Project or what?
Yeah.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. Mr. Chairman, let the record show I voted against this because of the fact I think the town should have converted with the county before they put in the application instead of trying to put us into the corner that they successfully put us into. So,
Understood. And let the record show 4-1.
Can I respond to that?
You bet.
So that was not our intention. It was not at all. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, excellent. All right.
I would like to point out that I think this goes a long ways to showing people in your last election that we can get along and work together for the greater good of everybody in the county.
You
and
bet.
I really appreciate that attitude.
We have
Thank
a path
you.
Forward. Thank you. All right, excellent. Let's go with the bar cross discussion next. We'll have all the players that need to come forward on that one.
Keep your seat, Butch.
You're going to be there a minute, so just be comfy.
I'm comfy.
One on each side of him.
So, might as well.
Good man, Butch. How's it going?
Good, are you?
Good. Jason, how's it going?
Good.
Good. All right, who would like to lead this discussion?
Well, I can start out. Mark called me and asked for some help with these culverts up there, and I said I'll bring it up. We got 248-inch. I think they want to go with bigger pipes, and the reason is the two kind of plug up and catch a lot of debris, so if they went with the bigger pipe or some kind of an arch pipe, then that would solve that problem. But the bottom one also needs, and it's a pretty good sized pipe too. It's an open bottom, so it probably need replaced.
Is this for the realignment project, or mm-hmm. is this for what's there?
For the realignment project.
Okay, which hasn't been agreed to yet, by the way.
No, it's on our part.
Right.
Where they'd be straightening it out and taking the hill down and set ditch on the hill. So.
Right. So. Okay.
And underneath it.
Well, and since you and I've been there, I went out and I dug some test holes, because just looking at it from everyone's perspective, it looked like a great gravel hill to borrow for this project. Turns out there's no gravel in the hill. It's all clay, so at this point it's not particularly feasible for us to lower that whole hill and widen it, which would have been a perfect solution for snow removal and grades and everything. So at this point, we're not sure where we go with the hill. Our portion of the project would start at these culverts and come around to the new entrance, because we don't know how to, can't just move the hill to move the hill now. So we're looking for ideas and suggestions there.
So do you have a new?
Well, it's still the same basic concept. We haven't changed the alignment.
Mr. Chairman, could
yes,
I
go right ahead?
Could I chime in? I know we kind of jumped right into it again, but just a reminder of why we're here and what we're trying to. Ask approval for of the commissioners. First, thanks again for seeing us. The last time we were here was August 23rd. Real quickly to review, the whole reason behind this was, you know, I spent the summer on the ranch with my family. You know, I got to witness the traffic on the road and learned a little bit of the history of it, and have found that, not all the time the speed limit's obeyed. There's a fair amount of traffic going through there. And for safety reasons of stock, my family and the people I work there, I would like to realign the road. And
gotcha.
We have it there on the map, and we went through it on the 23rd, and I was grateful for some of the commissioners to go out and have a look and see for themselves what it was like there and what's going on there. So with that introduction, you guys can back into it. So,
I received,
but thanks again for seeing us.
Yeah, I received a call from a constituent that their concern was they need access up here. But their concern was with a pretty good load, once they get past the house here, they can get a pretty good run up the hill. Their worries were that once they made this turn and once they made that turn, they wouldn't have the momentum to get up the hill with a pretty good load. And I don't know if that's correct or not, but that was their concern.
It is with the hill there.
What's
that? If the hill was gone, it'd make a big difference.
And then part of this, is that cutting the hill down? Or?
Well, it was until a few minutes ago.
Until? Okay.
So, I mean, everything was good till just
a few
minutes ago.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Well, I thought I ought to bring that up.
Well, yeah.
By the way, there's no gravel there.
So yeah. I believe that we've all received the concerns that Rio Verde sent you, the 55-mile-an-hour road and da-da-da-da-da, right? If it meets the 55-mile-an-hour road standard, then it meets our standard. How you deal with that is not up to us completely. I mean, if you move the hill, fine. Or if it meets that highway department standard, there's no issue, right? Mark, can you speak to that?
They should be able to, designed at that speed, they should be able to gain speed through the corners, which is different than what they can do now.
So if you guys meet that standard, Jason, then I don't believe there's an issue.
You know, I know there are standards and there are things like that, but there's also practical application to this, and I understand that with the constituent that called me. If he's got equipment on a trailer and he's trying to pull that grade, so we just need to make sure that, it works through with the engineers, but we also got to make sure it works with somebody pulling a big load of hay or pulling a piece of equipment up there or such too. So practical application and engineer application sometimes are two different things. Sorry, Mark.
So if you could maybe help us understand what could be done on the hill to make the constituent happy?
Cut it out. The more you cut out, the better it's going to be.
But would that be 2 feet, 3 feet? What is that? Do you have any sense at all?
I don't know what it is from the top down to the culvert now. It must be 10 feet or
more.
Or more,
mm-hmm. It's a lot.
And then from what you're saying, you'd have to haul fill in.
I would think there's
no
a lot of that, even though it isn't gravel, could be used for fill dirt anyway.
Well, and that's what we had initially thought, we could make it work. But after digging the test hole with Mark and Billy, I mean, my impressions were it wasn't suitable
for anything.
I mean, it would be one thing if it was a high sagebrush bump, but in an irrigated hay meadow, we felt the clay was too excessive to make a subgrade out of it.
There's a lot of clay, and there's not hardly any rock in it. So you wouldn't want to put that down as a base.
Well, what about going the other way with some of it, just knocking the hill down? So.
Well.
It's just right off the other side. So.
Oh, you're pushing it back the other direction.
Some of it.
I mean, moving the hill is not hard to do. It's just the feasibility of moving it to minutes. It hasn't really, it don't lend itself to the whole project now, where it did before, thinking it was gravel. You know, we would still like to work on the culverts, widen those, move the fences and all that stuff to help you with snow removal. And we can still change those grades, make that more of an even pull out of that corner, because right now it comes in pretty hard. You know, if we come out of that with a better grade and everything, I think that the access would not be, it's going to be just as good as what it is now because of changing and filling this, helping to tie that in.
Just as good is fine, but better would be great.
Well, and we all thought better was going to happen, but it didn't.
But it didn't pan out.
Didn't pan out, you know.
Gotcha.
Mr. Chairman, considering the change in the clay instead of the gravel, can you still design this to meet the specs that Rio Verde's talking about? Because that seems to be what we need to do.
That's absolutely our intent. And any, you know, if the commissioners would be gracious enough to vote on a motion, it would be subject to any kind of sign off you guys need to make you comfortable that those specifications are met and abided by.
I know it's not necessary, but would you be willing to have just a sit down with the constituents who have the concerns on this before it moves forward? Just put their minds at ease.
Yeah, I guess I don't see why not.
It's fine by me. It's not our intention to upset
Understand.
Anyone
Sometimes
over
it's
this.
Just easier rather than for me to tell them third person it's going to be fine. To talk to you guys directly.
So, after listening to Jason, you're just needing permission to move forward with your engineering design. And upon that design, our approval, everybody's approval, you get your final approval, right?
Yeah, and in an ideal world, and I know we don't always live in one, but before we go forward making the investment in more detailed engineering and architectural design and whatnot, that we have the county support to move the road, subject to, you know, the Butch and his team and any other approvals that might be necessary on the final specifications.
I think speaking for myself is I support this upon you meeting Rio Verde standards for our county roads, and then we shouldn't have any issues.
We do got one.
Commissioner,
do you want to do anything about the culverts? Helping them out on the culverts?
Okay, so that
was the first question that came up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that going to make or break this for you?
No. And I'm new here. I don't want the first time I come to the county to be asking you guys for money or for anything. I just want to move the road, like I said, for primarily for safety reasons. And if you have something that wants to go beyond the current specs or whatever, and you want to see something happen and you want to contribute, terrific. If not, if you're not willing, or if you want part of these culverts, we're willing to make that investment. We just don't want to feel like that we're doing something that maybe isn't per se necessary. We're trying to find where that balance is with the county, but we want to be helpful and try to make as many people happy with this thing as possible.
Sure. But you had a comment real quick.
County, as far as culverts goes, we've always helped ranchers with culverts, and it states in restrictions on all the easements that any improvements in irrigation and stuff, if we need to provide a bigger culvert, we usually do.
Okay.
very seldom we don't.
Okay. Commissioner Bowser.
Number one, I don't have any problem with helping with the culverts, but my only question is to Mark with Rio Verde. If this is designed to the standard you're talking about, in your opinion, does it address the issue of being able to climb the hill?
Right now, that's a blind corner that leads to that straightaway, and it's a little sharper than a 50-mile-an-hour design curve. And therefore, they can't get up any speed until they get past that corner. If this is designed properly and you have a 50-mile-an-hour curve going into that straightaway, they can pick up speed quite a ways back and start gaining speed before they hit the climb. So I believe it does.
Okay.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, with the understanding that the owner will communicate that to the concerned constituent, I would move that we approve the allowing the realignment of the road with the caveat that it meets the design standards by Rio Verde.
I would second that.
That we help with the culvert, because we do that all the time.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded that we approve the project realignment as presented, with the stipulation that it meets all engineered standards. Further discussion? Commissioner Knoll.
I'm going to abstain from the vote due to some of the.
Okay, that's fine. Involved. Go ahead, Skyler.
You do remember you have to advertise, hold a public hearing, etc.
He has a point. Mm-hmm. Needs to be advertised. Are you willing to table your motion?
If we need to advertise it, we don't have a choice.
Yep.
That's what we do.
Mr. Chairman, but this would give us the guidance
to move
forward to advertise for the hearing, because we need information to be able to provide.
Okay.
You can't. You just can't approve the realignment.
Yeah, you can't approve the realignment without having a public hearing.
Would you be willing to amend your motion to such that approve to advertise?
Consider it done.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, the only thing, when the gentleman came at our last meeting, I asked the question about public access. And was told there is another access to the Willow Creek Guard Station. Absolutely correct. I took my 4x4 and screamed in and out of there, and it's 9.5 miles. And so my concerns were taken care of. No worries.
Does that mean you second the?
Oh, yes, I did second the motion also.
Yeah. Second the second motion?
The third motion.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Further discussion. So this will be advertised, and that at our next meeting, then we can vote on the realignment. Is that correct?
How much advertisement do we need?
It's 3 weeks.
No, it'll be a month then.
Yeah.
So it'll be a month. And at that next meeting, if there are any constituents with any concerns, they can come and they can air any concern that they have. That way, that's why it is advertised.
The purpose of a public hearing.
That's why it's advertised. So they can come and they can plead their case. Go ahead.
For Mr. Spaeth, I think it gives you our intent, though. I mean.
Yes, I appreciate that. I understand process and procedure, and that's great. And I appreciate your time today and your willingness to consider it and your intentions. So thank you very much.
Okay, and in further discussion, Mac, you took that other road into Willow Creek Guard Station. Yeah, what kind of shapes it in?
In a side by side, I just screamed in and out of there. It was really pretty good.
Okay.
It was a nice ride.
Very good.
Can you make it with a horse trailer?
Can you get in?
No, I don't own a horse trailer.
No, can I make it in with a horse trailer?
But the answer is no.
You can't. No way.
If you don't like your horse trailer, you can make it.
Yeah.
In just a little further discussion, and this has nothing to do with the motion that is on, but you have the opportunity to be the hero here, Jason. And it has nothing to do with this vote. I'm just putting that out there to you. Okay. I don't even want a response. any further discussion on this? All right, I'm just going to restate this so we've got this right. It has been moved and seconded that we proceed forward with advertising the realignment for, what do they call this road?
Willow Creek.
Okay, it's got a number? Yeah, never mind. What, 23-120? For County Road 23-120. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. And if you want to talk about that being a hero thing, give me a buzz.
Everyone.
They got some idea.
Yeah, you do.
One abstention.
What's that?
One thank abstention. You again.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Abstention. Yeah, one abstention. Yeah.
Thanks, Butch.
Yeah.
Brian Gray's got some papers he'd like to sign for a couple of landowners.
Morning. How are you? Morning. Yeah, everything's been real easy up till now. Why should yours be any different, right?
Right, sure. Mr. Chairman, these are, I've got copies for you guys if you want one. These are just the agreements, landowner agreements for a couple of those stream bank stabilization projects Butch was working on. Oh, the Army Corps requested that we have agreements on file, so
okay.
We've run them by Matt. They're the same as the one that you signed for Vickery's. Only obviously with different names and locations for the different landowners. So.
Is there two different?
There's two. There's one for McGinnis's down by Reardon Draw Road, is it? And then one on Zach Roberts' place out by Daniel. So.
Okay. Just right.
Two. We've got the rock salt at Vickery's, and they're in place.
Yeah.
We can't do nothing with McGinnis until the permit's good. We're stockpiling the rocks while we're hauling, so they're getting hauled down there, put on his place, ahead of the signature. And so that's all we can do until we get the stuff. We got a little reclamation to do at Vickery's. It looks good to me. Did you go look at it?
I heard one of the guys say it looked pretty good.
Okay. All right. Motion on these.
So moved.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we adopt the land access agreements between Sublette County and KM Cattle Company and between Sublette County and the JF Ranch as presented. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yours was easier than anything we're going to do today.
Can you email me the copies after they're done?
Okay, thank you.
We'll get them to the court. Yeah, just Andy and you. And then once we get them, we'll get them to the court.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. All right, excellent. We're going to move forward. Butch, why don't you finish all of your business, what you've got to present?
All right. Filled my name on Dave Nitz. Nitz called from Hoback Ranches. I got his number for one of you guys calling back. Yes, I don't know what to tell him. Anyway, he's thinking.
Did you talk to him or did
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah.
Talk? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Somebody else's turn.
All right. What is it concerning?
Well, he thinks they've done more than their fair share, being they pay these assessments up there on the Hoback Ranch Roads, and they'd like some help from the county.
Mm. And then you explained to him it wasn't a county road.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Tried to.
Okay.
Is that
and he would
Nemitz?
Like it maybe in the shape, pardon?
Last name, Nemitz?
Yeah. You want his number?
Doc's a landowner up there. I think they have something in common.
That'd be a conflict of interest.
Do I need to make that appointment?
Yes, you do.
Well, he asked for like Mag or something like Mag Water, and I said, call Mary. I don't know if he did, but I said she knows how to get these grants, and that might be the place to start. Let's get a grant.
So, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead.
I met with Bill Connolly last week, who's on the improvement district.
Yeah.
And I've talked to those improvement district people over the years. I talked to Richard Thomas. I've talked to a number of those people. I don't believe that they are eligible for our CMAQ money. That is money that's
either.
Given to counties that
Correct.
Were designated that had air quality issues.
Right.
And I don't think that service and improvement history, they are bound and determined that they're going to dovetail on us, they're going to do something.
Well,
and they need the budget. If they want MAG, they need to budget for it. But
right.
I am going to...
You're going to research.
I'm going to put that to bed,
okay.
One way or the other.
Very good.
But
thank you. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't think they qualify either, honestly. But we'll move on.
I don't know why they
Go
don't.
Ahead.
David Nimitz is on the Home Improvement District. He's the treasurer of it. He's the new guy, and he's the one that got saddled with the roads.
Oh, lucky guy.
Yeah.
And, that's what he said.
That's exactly what he said.
I took another tour. Went from the top to the bottom. That road is in fantastic shape. It is a great road. Now, that is the main road that goes from the top of the rim all the way down to where it hooks into, what is it, whatever that road, the highway.
Yeah, Rim Road 180.
Yeah, I don't quite understand where the problem is because there that road is in very, very good shape.
Okay. Probably looking at maintaining it. It was one of those Class 2 road project issues
mm-hmm.
that keep the gift that keeps on giving. did you have a comment, Joel? No? Okay. Very good. All right. Good. You can tell him the message has been passed on.
Okay. Ty Anderson called and would like a new fence. I told him if he wanted to give a bigger easement, maybe we could do something. I didn't know that answer for sure until I brought it up. I told him it would probably take 30 feet in order to cover a fence.
Is that on the main lane? Main lane?
No, it's up here over the hill.
Up above the
going
museum.
Up to, and that does need widened out. That's 60 feet. And it's hardly any room for anything in there.
Up by the road. Museum?
Yes.
Okay.
And down through that bog.
Oh, yeah.
And his, on if we take his easement on that one side, which would be the north side, it goes all the way through that length of road, whereas the other side, we got to go through several property owners. So, I would definitely be for it if it's up to, it's up to you guys.
Would that benefit you?
Well, he wants to see what the... Real Verde went up and staked it out. I haven't got back to see the stakes. He wants to know how far it's going to be from his existing fence back because he don't think his fence is online. So I don't know. So they had a survey done here a while back, so Mike said it wasn't no big deal to go up and put some steel posts in. But I still haven't found out how far back it is. Is this fence online?
So just in doing other surveys in the area, we've got that section line, so all we need to do is just go set the posts online. But I don't know at this point in time what where the fence is in relation to the right-of-way boundary or where the new one would be, but we can mark that out easy enough so everybody can see what it looks like.
That's be one thing, and the second thing would be to, if you think you're agreeable to it, we can continue on.
By setting the fence back further, getting more easement.
Would that benefit you substantially?
Yes, it would, really.
Okay.
And then we have one other issue that would come up, and that would be the power line. It's above ground,
mm-hmm.
right on the fence line. So maybe eventually we could either talk the power line into going underground and putting it over at the new fence line. But anything would help that road through that bog. It's bad. And the bog starts halfway down the hill, so there's only a short space. It isn't boggy through there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it would be a benefit.
All right. Well, do some negotiating and see what see what comes out of it.
Okay. Do you guys want to talk out about Micah any? Or do you?
Mr. Chairman, I do have the scoping statement.
Okay. We do need to get that moving forward. So.
So I've got everything filled out. We needed to notify them who the contact is, which the contact person is me. This is for the money to do the $10,000 to do the initial study.
Yeah. So before we vote on this scoping statement here, let's just briefly go over our conference call that we had with Micah. Mark, do you want to give these guys a general what we talked about and what was decided?
With the shortlisting of the two projects, the reason that he wanted to put them together is because one of them's big enough, the Skyline's big enough to go on his own, but the other one isn't. And because of its size, they would have to negotiate single source, and it would cost more. So that's his thought process on that. We talked about several different things. One of them was the money left over from the phase one project, whether that was available and what we could do. And I think his thought process was it's not, and that we would put that work into the next phase of Skyline.
Rocks and easements.
We talked about rocks and easements and indicated that the county had not signed off yet and would not until the rock issue was addressed. And his thought process on that was to go through the scoping on phase two and work backwards. And I think that may be pretty good because they will address the rocks on phase two. And once that resolve is done and they know what they're going to do, then they look backward and say, okay, we want to do this on phase one.
And the problem is that may not help us for this snow year.
No, we know that.
Yeah, so.
We got by with it last year.
Going to have to again this year, so.
So I think that's the items in the conversation.
What's to keep us from going on year after year then? Good faith?
Us never accepting the rest of the road.
That's a big deal to Central Federal Lands.
It is. If they put that money in it and we don't accept it, that's a big deal for them.
Yeah.
They've spent money that's, and then they have to keep the road and maintain it.
Plus, they're well aware. In our tour with Micah, Butch and Mike and I and Micah went on a tour, and it was a little difficult at the beginning of that tour because all he could see was the rocks and the dollar signs. And until he figured out that the county isn't interested in having Central Federal Lands move the rocks, they're just interested in getting control so they can address it. After that, he was good, and it's a start of a good relationship, I guess.
Yeah, and once he figured out that it wasn't all financial,
yeah,
we're not in it for the money on the rocks, for heaven's sakes. We're in it to be able to plow snow. Okay, thank you for that report, Mark. So we need to accept the scoping agreement.
I'll make a motion to accept the scoping agreement for the Skyline Road project.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we accept the scoping agreement in regards to phase two of the Skyline Road project. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Carry on.
Well, I think Mark could answer these questions. It's about how the painting's going. I think it's pretty well. A lot of it's done. We've still got the industrial site project, how it's going, and the gravel pits, whether they're getting out to bid or what's happening with them. And one thing to come up on the gravel pits, talking with Billy, was having specs. And I think there should be a spec.
Okay, so let's address the gravel first. We'll have the manuals out this week. I toured the gravel pits Friday with Billy. We have plans for all the pits on how to set them up and how to direct the contractor in that crushing. Because of what the consistency is of the pit run in the pits, we talked about maybe looking at the fines in the core pit and crushing a 7/8 minus. In the other two pits, we talked about crushing a spec material because there's enough of everything there to end up with a grading H spec or a little bit larger, somewhere between H and W.
Which, I guess we've got a question on 7/8 minus. I don't think the rock's that big in there. You might want to go 3/4 or something like that, because then you get some rock busted up. Otherwise, you're going to have round rock.
Most natural, but that was the reasoning behind what we had talked about.
So, one concern that comes to my mind is the amount of overburden that they're going to have to run through their machine to meet a spec in certain pits is going to change dramatically.
I think there's enough clay in the other two pits there won't be any overburden required.
Okay. What about the Cora?
The Cora, that layer of green clay is at the bottom of the pit, so they could put some of that in to get some of that 200s in there in order to make it bind.
Could they just screen out some of that sand when they're crushing? Because we use it for salt sand, so mm-hmm. they could screen it out while they're crushing.
Okay.
We'd use it. And without the clay.
And I don't recall why, Mark, but the pit up the road has that green layer too, and we never run it through it because it was, for what reason, I don't recall. It didn't meet something.
It don't bind very good. It's like sandy.
Yeah,
mud.
It was more of a green sand than it was a clay.
Yeah.
So that may not, I'm sure you've aware
so
of that.
Rejecting sand would be the next step in order to.
But to get your tonnage, then is a huge problem if you're running 50% sand through your machine. Does that make sense?
Well,
that pit's a struggle now, I think, for all of you.
Where we kind of looked, it's got some pretty good. The pile we got pushed up because we were trying to clean up the back because it's real sandy, but where they're headed is pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, it's got pretty good fines.
I guess what I'm saying is that pit might reflect a different price because of the problems that may occur.
I wouldn't know.
Well,
not wouldn't know. I wouldn't think so because when you set up your crusher, most of them set it up with either screens or a gate here that you throw. It's like once they get in operation, there should be no difference in any other pit once they set it up.
Well, we've always crushed. I mean, it's always, and it's a good pit. I mean,
yeah, we've screened off a lot of that sand and put the rock back in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I guess what I'm pointing out is if we request 60,000 tons, they're going to have to run 120,000 tons through their machine to get 60, and in the other pits they might run 80,000 tons. So that reflects in your price. Right?
Just so we know, we're still in the discussion part of this, where we've got a motion on the table in a second.
I forgot what it was.
Yeah, so to proceed forward with the scoping. So we better get that out of control, out of the way, and then we can go back to some more of this stuff. So motion's on the table to accept the scoping agreement for Phase 2 Skyline. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Carry on. I'm good.
We're going to worry about that.
We are going to set the proposal up so that each pit is separate, and we'll move ahead from there and indicate that we expect there to be at least 30% reject sand. Just something so that they can work on.
Good. I don't think there's any huge worries.
They're all different.
They're all three different.
See, that's...
Yeah. Yeah.
You're talking to a neophyte here. I just figured out they're all different.
The industrial site road...
It's dirt, right?
Gravel.
Different.
Oh, it's gravel.
The industrial site road, they should finish that portion past the transfer road to the subdivision. And at that point in time, that should be Friday when they mag it. And then Monday, they will close the portion from the highway to the transfer station road and do the work on that section,
okay,
which is the cattle guard and 2-3/4.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to run into any issues with temperature?
I don't believe so, not okay at this point in time. I think they should still be on schedule to finish that by the end of the month.
Okay, good.
And we did discuss that this morning at the meeting.
Okay.
With Eric.
Perfect.
The chip seal's done. The painting, the center line yellow is done everywhere. They ran into an issue with their white paint gun, and so they haven't finished the white yet, but I expect that to be done this week. And then they'll also come back in and finish the crack seal. The small asphalt projects down in Piney, the valley pans for the two are poured, and the asphalt should go in Thursday.
Okay. Beautiful.
That's the schedule right now, as I understand it.
Good.
And that's all that I have.
All right, Butch, anything further there?
Well, that's Skyler.
Skyler, nothing for you? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, just one thing while we still have Butch here. In regards to the Del Creek Road and the access to the county gravel pit up there, in regards to the lack of response from the Big Piney District Ranger, I called the Supervisor O'Connor, and apparently Don has had to be away from the office on, I guess, some personal business of some kind or sick leave. I don't know. She didn't tell me the details, but she said that's why we haven't heard, and she will follow up and expect to hear something. So if you don't hear something soon, get a hold of me and I'll call her again.
Okay. Thank you. I think at the time that we looked at Dale Creek the first time and Don met us there, there was some indication that he, yeah, there was some medical with his wife, I think.
It sounded like some medical issues, probably.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Anything further, Butch?
No, I'm good.
So what I would recommend at this time, let's take a brief break, and we'll come back. I'll need you guys to stick around for a little bit for the first part of an executive session, and then we will move on, and what we'll do is we'll take our 10:15 executive session a little early, Matt, and we'll get it all done in one shot, and then Billy will hit you with waste management after all that's done, if that's okay. Okay, so we'll just take a quick break.
How are you?
Andy, you know.
How are you doing, Billy?